Apart from his fatigue, George felt deflated. He knew he had no more reserves of stamina to go over the top and look for Ernie Bagshaw. He felt ashamed and useless. He concentrated on getting his breath back, oblivious to the mutters of congratulations from those around him. But the words spread like wildfire, he learned later, that an officer had gone into no man's land to rescue a wounded soldier. He was offered a cigarette. He glanced up and saw that it was Major Marsden, smiling.
That was a brave thing you did, George. You'll get a medal for this, you know.
Drawing deeply on the unfiltered cigarette, George replied, I was just hoping the voice I'd heard might have been Private Bagshaw's.
Who?
A family friend. Long story. He dragged again on the woodbine.
George, you've saved a man. He would have died if he'd been left out there.
George suddenly bristled.
And what about the 40 or so others still out there, sir? They're going to die precisely because we're leaving them to die. But look what happened just now when you rescued just one man. The Huns were onto your back straight away. Imagine how many more men we'd lose if I sent stretcher parties out to look for them. Come on, man, see sense.
Reluctantly, George did. He felt hungry, angry, lonely, and tired.
George asked, Is there any rum?
Someone passed him the rum jar. He drank deeply.